One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Now I know you've got a lot of questions about where you are and what in the heck is going on. First, the bad news.
The world is no longer habitable for human life.
Now for the good news.
Your new life starts today.
You can help us rebuild the planet without ever stepping outside. Just follow the instructions from the computer and we'll be out of here in no time. Watching the sun set over an ocean that's not on fire. Remember, it's up to you. Janet, how was that? I felt like I kind of stumbled.
It is year cycle 214. Deep underground work the proud troubleshooters in service of their complex, their people, and their friend, the computer. This may be Dragon Friends, but depending on your security clearance, this is Paranoia. And hi. Above the bustling complex that is Sector CYN, the mag chutes of the central transporter dive into a myriad of tunnels, taking you upwards, downwards, leftwards, widdershins, all the way around what is Sector CYN and presumably what is Alpha Complex. The three of you with your new friend Lonnie are clinging to the side of a mag chute, wind buffeting you, inching forward towards a tunnel that goes straight down that Lonnie assures you will take you to Sector CY4, the sector where your mission to clean up an abandoned textiles factory takes place, one that you should have been deposited on by a transporter but are being forced to make your own way.
If you guys are ready, it might get a bit gnarly in there, but you guys seem up to it. Hang on a second. One moment.
He starts, his eyes in unfocus immediately, and he starts sort of looking off into the middle distance.
Sorry. Somebody from the Birdwatching Society had uploaded something into my comlink saying that, is this a bird? And it was a chair. But you guys got any messages? You guys should check.
Oh, okay.
Because culture clubs can send messages via the Cortex, so...
Friend computer, your work Bradbury, people can send you... highball messages, and that you can get them at any time. In fact, all of you look, and you now see that there is a little glyph of a flashing envelope sitting just next to your navigation.
Now, before you get too excited, it's probably just your various culture clubs giving you inductions and telling you when meetings are and telling you who brings the biscuit paste. It's like biscuits, but it's paste. You know what I mean?
And it's black.
Yeah, and it's black. So it's all just sort of, you know, turn up on Tuesdays. Bring the paste, that sort of stuff. But why don't you just clear those? Because if you're anything like me, if you've got something on your heads-up display and it's got a little notification on it, you're just not going to get anything done. You know what I mean?
Project Inbox Zero, my friend. Yeah. All right, let me check mine.
Okay, now, if Clancy is checking her messages, then I actually need Simon and Hing to both leave the room because this is secret.
So,
see ya, fuckheads.
Check, and you see that there is actually an ad for a new neutrino red paste. You skip past that, and then you see a figure wearing white robes and wearing a medallion with made of a strange non-plastic material that you recognize. Suddenly, you know the name of, even though you don't think you've seen it in this life. It's made of old carved wood, and it's in the shape of an arrow pointing down with an H on it. And they're wearing white robes and a high collar, and you instantly know the uniform because flashes of your infrared memory are coming back to you as you remember that before the mandatory memory wipe that saw you promoted to troubleshooter, you were a member of the First Church of the Consolidated Maker, a grey culture club operating clandestinely in this sector. And this figure is your cardinal, a imperious woman by the name of...
Moira?
G-CYN3.
First Church of the Consolidated What?
Maker. So
I wouldn't write that down on your main notes.
Yeah, this is
classic. I mean, I am dumb.
So just so you know that many.
I'm just going to put a line through
it. The First Church has found copies of a book that is hundreds of cycles old, which is strange because the year 214, it's been the year 214 since Friend Computer outlawed calendars and the progression of time. But they found an old document that listed the secrets of the universe and the consolidated holy texts of all people that came pre-Wild Reckoning, and they formed a church, and that's the First Church, or the Brethren. You're a member of them. You seek their holy light and their salvation, and you have been a member of them your whole life.
Okay.
And Moira is your cardinal, your confessor, and is now talking to
and
you.
And is this like a video message?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's a video message, but when she sees that you're there, she turns it into an uplink, and you can see her face and voice.
So this is a live stream?
It starts with, Brother Clancy, by the time you see this, wait, oh, sorry, one second. are you getting me, Brother Clancy?
Jolly good.
Well, I had a whole video that I was going to sort of upload, but...
No, don't let me stand in your way. Moira? Sorry, I've just...
No, I understand the procedure you have gone through. That's fine.
What do we say? Hail you?
Should I just do this? Should I just... Well, first of all of us at the church wish to congratulate you on your rise to red from a lowly infrared.
In no small part due to the mysterious ways of the workings of the church that have seen your promotion.
So never forget where you came from. Now that you have reached I was going to say upper echelon of power, but it's pretty low.
It's quite bad, yes.
Yeah. We have a mission for you. We understand you are on your way to a cleaning job in CY4.
That's great.
You will find, not to put too fine a point on it, some corpses there.
Oh.
You will be asked to clean and incinerate them.
Nasty stuff.
Those of the Historical Society you may discard at will. There are two fallen brothers and sisters. Their bodies must not, under any circumstances, be incinerated. You know well our practices when it comes to the disposal of bodies.
Put them in my bum.
There is a drop site in CY4 that you are familiar of, and in fact now you can remember an old disused transporter bus stop.
Yes, the old disused bus stops. Do you want me to put a pair of sunnies on them and prop them up in the bus stop, or?
As is our custom, yes. The sunglasses will be provided for you under a rock by the bus stop.
Got it.
Your teammates in the troubleshooter unit must know nothing, you understand?
So they're not church members?
They are not one of us. You must also not foreshadow this knowledge with them.
No.
Your priority mission is to make sure that the bodies are not reclaimed by either internal security or Friend Computer. If you cannot achieve this, they must be destroyed on site. This, however, will be a black mark on your name for the church. Do you understand?
Yes, quite. And with the general, what's the church's general vibe? Like, if we had like a slogan or like what's our thing we like to... What are we sort of going for here?
You actually remember now some of the customs of the church and the ones you particularly liked.
Getting fucked up.
Yes.
The sacramental wine was a rare privilege.
The sacramental wine was a rare privilege that you as an infrared once imbibed of, and it was sort of awkward.
Biscuit and paste we didn't and sacramental
really,
wine.
Didn't really talk about it much. It is all in service of the
that's
great...
That's actually true. You are one of the privileges of being a member of the Brethren of the First Church is that you've tasted alcohol, which is so forbidden because there is a small so sacramental... Forbidden. But you've actually have gotten fucked up. You remember it and it was one of the best moments of your life. It's
God damn it.
Something you hope to do again one day.
Yes, I haven't done it for 5 months. wonderful. How may I know a member of my brethren?
You must not. This is the genius of the brethren.
And Moira, where are you?
we shall never meet. God help us.
And God, that's our thing, is it?
All religions, all human religions, are sort of a heady mix of the First Church. But you remember that if you rise in the ranks of the church, you will receive certain privileges, not just the sacramental wine, which is very, very good, but you will gain access as well to some of our more potent incendiary weapons with which we burn the unbelievers and scorch the forbidden documents.
But show us we can trust you first in the name of the asteroid.
Oh, in the name of the asteroid.
Yes, you just said it back to me. Good job. It's all coming back. Anyway, I've got tennis. Bye-bye.
And your tennis?
Eyes, and your eyes refocus and you are back on the mag tube. And can you bring the next person in? Buffcon R. Buff.
You check your messages. Bing!
And you do, and you see an annoying ad for the Tina O'Malley reunion. And sort of a new mandatory beds that are now rolling out into your sector, BOF. But also you see a message from a figure in a... what looks like a normal green regulation jumpsuit, but half of their face are covered by sort of weird chimeric scales. And as you look at them, you recognize them as a face that you've seen before, because you realize that this is the face of one of your cell leaders in BOF, of the cell that you belong in, because you were in fact a member of a Grey Culture Club. You are a member of a culture club called Scion, and have been since about the time of your second decanting, when you fell in with the mutants of Scion, and you have been working with them since.
Oh.
All memories you had forgotten until you see the face of your cell leader, whose name is...
Fred.
All right.
Bofcon.
But it's spelled P-H-R-E-D.
Yeah. Fred. Bofcon. It is Fred here. Bofcon, do you remember me? Do you remember this voice?
Vaguely. I don't quite remember anything else about you.
Bofcon, though, you have been through much to rise to the point of red. When you were a little infrared peon running around, dying at the bowling alley, dying by those horrible children.
I hate those children.
The children were actually sent by us. It was important to throw insects off the trail.
These specific children were. The others, no idea. I think they saw that and then it was a trend or whatever. I know you have many questions, but I want to open with the truth. Bofcon.
Yes?
You are a mutant.
What?
After decanting, you're mutant.
Is this why I'm
don't
so burly?
Don't write it down on your main... Oh, for fuck's sake.
But if you write it down on the main character sheet, everybody will know. It is a secret. I am telling you now, you are special. You were born, and there are more and more like you every cycle. The computer thinks that we are an aberration, but we are the next step. We are what happens when you cram people in a complex like Alpha Complex for hundreds of years.
Your mutant ability will not show itself yet.
By the way, I'm Fred's brother. My name is Freysi. It's two faces.
Did you say mutant ability? Like some sort of X-Men?
I do not understand
yes,
that
exactly,
reference.
Yes, exactly. Like the X-Men. Okay. Like Dr. Xavier from the old stories.
You will not have an ability just yet, but I want you to know, hours after your decanting and you've already died? What?
Yeah.
What? You've all...
We have put so much energy into your promotion and you've died?
I was murdered by like a cleaning robot. The arrow was too big.
You died? Do you know how many people...
Hang on, sorry, Fred. You died to a cleaning robot?
That arrow was too big.
This cost us 30 lives to get you promoted and you died by a vacuum cleaner?
Let's say 31 now.
A Roomba? You don't count. Don't pretend you count.
Real mutants died. Real mutants. Look, Bofcon. Your powers will come to you in time. You will remember your powers. Try and think. Try to remember what it is that you did, because your powers are great. But if we merely told you, then friend computer, who is still analyzing you, may come onto us. You must remember in your own time.
You know, there was another guy we met, and his mutant power was jerking off and choking himself.
No, that's just Lonnie, and he's a pervert.
We like Lonnie, but he's not one of us.
Now listen to me. Two things are very important for you to understand right now before your memories come back. The first is this. Nobody must know. No, not even the people you consider your closest friends must know that you are a mutant.
You will sometimes have to, as a troubleshooter, do terrible things. You will sometimes even have to work against us. We understand. You must protect your identity. As Fred says, too many lives have been sacrificed, putting you in the position of authority that you are.
The second thing is this. Hopefully your memories will come back soon, but now that you have a higher clearance, you can know. The myth that surrounds this place is a lie. We do not know what the truth is, but we know that there is something very wrong with Friend. And I don't know if you heard just then, but I put Friend in like air quotes. You know what I mean? Like I put.
Oh no, I could tell from your tone.
Yeah, like Friend, computer.
It's great voice acting, buddy.
Thank you very much. Something is very wrong. And we are at the precipice of finding out what it is. Now, this thing you are, what is it, the cleaning in CY4?
Yes?
There is nothing we require of you here, but keep an ear out, keep an eye out.
Yes, we believe that our enemies in other Grey Culture clubs are active. The Free Enterprises are scrambling. We hear news from the Sierra Club, the First Church, the Brethren. They are proud, they're excited almost about something. It could only mean bad things. When other clubs are excited, that means mutants suffer. You understand?
Can you guys... I need to buy a gun.
What?
I need to buy a gun.
Of course.
I was wondering if you guys could loan me some credits.
Yes, of course. So you're right. You will need a gun. What sort of gun will you need?
I would like a machine gun.
All guns are machine guns.
Guns okay. are made by machines. What do you?
Maybe an automatic rifle, some sort of.
Go to
a
the
cone
nearest...
rifle. A cone rifle with solid, super
okay,
solid.
Okay, listen.
I would love a cone.
After
rifle.
You get out of the tunnels, there is a printing pod in the west corridor. It should be on your way to CY4. There will be
the activation code for it is Delta 6 Firebrand.
There should be what you need there. Now, I have to go play some tennis. We both do.
Oh, yes, how's your serve coming
it's
along?
It's doubles. Goodbye.
Simon, thank you for joining us back at the table.
Thank you for having me.
And as Strawberry quickly scans through their messages, you see a couple of mandatory updates from the Teela O'Malley fan club, which there is a note from Friend Computer that they will need to be memorized before the next meeting
mm-hmm.
under threat of penalty. You see that there is going to be a party in your barracks pod tonight where they will be serving slightly warm red neutrino paste, which is okay. something of a delicacy. And then you see a message with a symbol that you think is strange because you don't recognize it, and then suddenly you jolt inside your mind looking at it as you realize that it is the logo of INSEC, the security firm that does not exist, the part of the armed forces of which there is no records, internal security.
Don't write it down.
Oh my god.
Why not?
Because this is very secret.
Yeah, this is you realize at that moment.
Also, why does a secret security firm have a logo?
Well, no, it's the firm isn't secret. That you might be a part of it is secret.
Oh right.
So this is you are a member and have been since for your infrared and you went deep undercover. You were green security clearance and you worked for internal security. You volunteered to go through the mandatory deprocessing to go back down because you were being activated as a deep agent. This is, of course, just standard procedure. INSEC has spies in every sector, in most culture clubs, certainly in all grey culture clubs, all doing their bit to protect the interests of Friend Computer.
Hello, are you there? Strawberry?
Reported.
I expect that you're a little bit discombobulated, etc. Let's keep this quick. Do you remember who you are?
I am Strawberry. I'm recalling that I have a green level access.
Don't try and bluff me, Strawberry. Just ask any questions you need. I've got very busy. I've got to play a game of tennis later.
What is my objective here?
All right. Well, I appreciate your candor. God, we've got to do something about the memory wiping. Listen, you work for us, InfoSec. This is Doris.
Dorian Doris.
This is Dorian Doris. You were once a...
What level of clearance are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm like fucking, like, pretty indigo, I reckon.
You're indigo. I'm violet.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all right. You, Commissioner... Sticks and Bricks.
Sticks and Bricks, yes, that's me.
Sticks and Bricks is doing this. This is a sort of a recent promotion job for him. You're doing very good. I'm just here to observe.
Thank you very much. Is that
Friend Computer or is that...
No,
oh,
that's
Sticks and Bricks.
That's not Friends Computer.
Sticks and Bricks. I'm Dorian Doris.
That's Dorian Doris. Do try and keep up. And for God's sake, don't write this down on anything that anyone will see. Listen, your job, in a nutshell, is to root out anybody who's a member of a secret society. I don't know how likely it is that any of these most recent decanted are, but keep an ear out and an eye out and report back whenever possible. Do you understand me?
I understand. How do I contact you,
We'll contact you.
If you absolutely need to us, we have a safe house in Sector CYN where I believe you're currently stationed. It's designed to look like a disused HAB complex. Walk up to the doors. The code word is Raspberry.
It should be terribly difficult for you to remember. Now listen, this CY4 jobby that you're on. Just a tiny little thing. We had some agents involved in it. It's a horrible mess. You'll see it when you get there. We need the security camera footage. It would be a little embarrassing to the firm if it came out. So I need you to sniff around, find it, make sure that video doesn't ever come to light. Make sure you do it without alerting your colleagues, however, because, obviously... there might be some seditious elements, or they might just think you've gone mad.
Yeah. Roger that.
Yeah, it was a nasty business, a cell wipeout. We used a double agent inside another grey culture club. What was it, the Free Enterprises? The Sierra Club?
No, it was the bloody history people.
Oh, no, it was the First Church. We used the religious
weirdos. Yes, we used the First Church to wipe out the bloody history people.
We used a double agent with the First Church to attack the local history research group. Unfortunately, we think his face was captured on camera. So if you find footage, it must be destroyed. Obviously, any orders that you had from Friend Computer, though of course we all serve and happy we are superseded by these new orders. The footage must be destroyed and not entered into the troubleshooter system. You do understand this?
Yes, so Sticks and Bricks.
And as is standard operating procedure, no one on your team must know of this. You have, obviously, and we commend you for it, activated standard protocol, which is to volunteer as team leader to give yourself a measure of independent performance. We suggest you use this. Pull rank if necessary.
Any questions before we go? Because honestly... we've only got the court for another couple of hours.
With a memory wipe, I appear to have accrued a number of star points.
Yes, of course. Nasty business. Yes, no, not much we can do about that, unfortunately. We need to keep your cover. If you do die, however, do know that you die in the service of something greater than yourself, and more clones will be forthcoming.
I've heard it hurts quite a lot.
Oh, it's very painful.
But honestly, you've got 5 more goes, so chin up, old boy. All right, is that everything?
I suppose so, thank you,
oh,
sirs.
And do try and keep your head down. We have worked terribly hard to get you to this level. So,
remember, you volunteered for this mission. We're happy for us to strip you of your services. Such was your devotion to Friend Computer, and it does serve you well.
Absolutely, sir. It's just my innate cheekiness does sometimes get in the way.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I'm putting on my shorts.
Very
my
well.
Tennis shorts. Goodbye.
All right. Can you bring the others back in? Thank you, Simon. Troubleshooters 3, all of you take this tiny glyph of an envelope in your corner, and your eyes defocus as you receive a stream of messages. Most of them irrelevant, some of them spam, nothing from Bradbury, and any other messages that I mentioned to you before while we were in private.
Did you guys get any sort of secret messages? I didn't at all. Did you?
You guys didn't hear me.
I wasn't saying anything out loud, was I?
You fellows didn't hear me say anything just now.
Guys, that was like literally less than a second.
I just had.
So what, like from my perspective, what happened, guys? Just like so you know from my perspective, is I said, hey, you should check your messages. And then you all went, okay. And then like literally a second passed and then you started acting weird.
Well, I don't know why I started acting weird, because nothing happened. I didn't have any messages at all.
You didn't have any messages from your culture club?
Yes, I had one message.
It was from the beautification committee telling me to pick up some litter.
Oh, yes, what did they say?
They said pick up some litter. That's what I'm going to do now. I'd like to make a check for litter, Dave.
Yeah, sure. Make for me another alpha complex brains.
It's a three, it's a fail.
Okay, you can't find any litter. But you sort of just start scurrying around. You know why you can't find any litter? Because it's a giant metal tube suspended above the city. But you do look for some.
So, guys, now that we've gone through the spam, inbox zero, as Clancy said.
Inbox zero, you got it.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of spam, wasn't it?
I had a
bunch of horny singles trying to eat my asshole. What about you? What did you guys have?
Why did you afford that? Hey, guys, we gotta go.
All right, you continue inching along the tube. Everyone's be careful so you don't need to roll for it. It dips down, as I said, and then it goes into a tunnel that has been carved, a sort of bevel square tunnel that just goes right into the walls of the sector. And now you are in the narrows between sectors. And this is an area that, in this life, certainly none of you have ever been before, but even as infrareds, because infrareds are not shipped sector to sector unless it is a matter of extreme importance after their initial designation. So some of you weren't born in this sector, but you would have been moved in hours after. And by the way, are we clear that you have all lived some manner of year cycles before promotion to red security clearance as infrareds, the lowest level menials? You have no memories of them. There's a mandatory memory wipe, but also the pharmaceuticals that go into black infrared neutrino paste contain sex inhibitors, fraternity inhibitors, guile inhibitors, and also memory inhibitors. So
I remember my wife inviting me to a bowling alley.
Your wife? Sorry, but I just remembered who Hing's voice reminds me
yes,
of.
Yes,
Jennifer Coolidge.
It definitely is, yeah.
So again, I can't stress this enough. As an infrared, if you had a wife, that would be cause for concern because sex is illegal in Alpha Complex. There is a perfected form of...
Yeah, it's like in George Orwell's 1984 where if you get a stiffy big brother, it just jerks
literally,
off.
Literally, neutrino paste up to anything below about indigo has potent sexual repressors in it.
Imagine yeah. being
but Lonnie's like, you can get around it.
An elastic band around your ding dong.
I've been watching some hyper pornography.
Yeah.
Lonnie's like, doesn't do anything, but choking yourself. And
I mean, it'll kill
you. You just try. Sometimes you just gotta try.
What you gotta do, right, is like you gotta take, like, because you can get about a 20th of a stiffy, but if you can, like, make them stack 20 times.
No, what I remember is. A sneeze is still 1/9 of an orgasm.
Yeah.
So I just rub pepper under my nose.
No, the paste unfortunately suppresses sneezes as well for this very reason. Hey guys, we're going to go through the tunnel. Like I said before, it might get a bit gnarly, so stay frosty, all right?
Okay.
All right, so you all inch your way down through the tunnel, and as you cross through that beveled square, it becomes very, very dark. But Lonnie, obviously, seems to know his way through the mag tubes, and he hops down, and you realize that there is floor underneath the mag tube in the tunnel, only about 2 feet from the bottom of the tube.
Yeah, and also Lonnie goes, oh, it's a bit fucking dark in here. Friend computer.
Yes, how can I help you?
I need a night vision module, please.
That would be 200 credits.
Let me see. Yep.
Oh, actually, there has been a requisition of night vision credits for all missions operating between zones where you seem to be now.
Well, that's just wonderful news, computer friend.
Wonderful. Uploading now.
And then his scans. He says, that will be 4 zettabytes of Orgmem storage. And his eyes, he closes his eyes.
I can't remember what toes are anymore.
And he opens his eyes, and even though it's dark, his eyes are glowing green now, and you can see them as 2 points of light.
That's better. I can see all the stuff.
Give us one of them. We all get them.
Yeah, you got to ask computer. Like, guys, what were you born yesterday? Nah, I'm kidding. It's a little joke I use on the newbies.
Yeah, it was today.
You were born today, yeah.
Friend computer.
Yes, how can I help you?
Give me one of those glow-in-the-darkies.
You want a night vision Orgmem package?
That's the one.
Uploading the relevant specialist skill now. Remember, this must be returned with an intact central cortex by the end of the mission or you will face restrictions.
Whatever that means.
Sign here.
Yeah, okay, with your eyes you're able to sign, and you suddenly feel a rush of bits and bytes enter your head as a new skill, the ability. Your eyesight at first doesn't feel like it changes, and then it goes grayscale, and then it clears, and suddenly you can see inside the tunnel. The rest of you could do this as well if you want. Yeah.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's do it.
All right, you all buy the same package. The
and
price
I
of
forget
it is
my wife's face.
You can write this down if you want, actually, in your...
I forget, the bums are funny.
In memory, you can write night vision because you've downloaded the package. Night vision 4 because it takes 4 zettabytes. You have 16 zettabytes of storage in a basic Cortec package. Now all of you can see there's a tunnel leading down. It's downhill, but it's not so steep that you can't make your way down. Who's leading?
I will lead. What direction are we heading, Dave?
You're heading down, and I guess west. Uh-huh. So you're making your way, as Lonnie tells you that he's sure it's not too far to Sector CY4.
Yeah, this is great. So how are you guys finding sort of being alive?
It's a... I mean, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm a baby. And
I'm a big baby.
It's hard to be feeling confused and knowing that confusion... can render you a punishment just by trying to work out what's going on.
Can I offer you a bit of advice, friendo?
Please.
Just bloody go with it. And if you see your friends acting fucking weird, report them. But go with it. Go with it and just have a lot of fun with it. But if you see them being fucking weird...
I guess my question is...
because that's a great way of getting some credits.
But how can you have a friend if you're questioning them at every turn?
Computer?
Yes, how can I help you?
Never mind. Listen, mate. When I say go with it, I really do mean go with it.
He also explains to you that one of the quirks of the cloning system is that clones are returned without treason stars. They are usually returned in good health, and they are returned with a dose of D-Venge, which is a D-Revenge increasing stimulant. Basically, they're not wanted for anything, they have no reason to act revenge, and they do not seek revenge. The destruction of clones is a sad, brutal necessity and reality in Alpha Complex, but it doesn't need to be the end of a good friendship.
Yeah, I've had a lot of good mates die. I've been a lot of good people's friends, and I've died, and I've just come back and all glistening and weird and gooey, and they've just gone, "Oh, g'day, Lonnie, have some paste," you know, just like it never happened. You know, I've had 5 treason stars above my head before, and second eye was terminated. All of a sudden, I'm everybody's best mate again. So,
they remember what happened.
Yeah,
and
but
you remember what happened.
I remember what happened, but I'm a new guy.
How do you know that?
I'm a new guy.
Also, the D-Venge is an inhibitor for anger. It's a pharmaceutical suppressant of the impulse for revenge.
And everyone gets D-Venge?
Only clones. Clones as a precaution, even if Friend Computer doesn't think that they would have a reason to be angry. And Friend Computer never thinks anyone would have a reason to be angry in the utopia that is Alpha Complex. They are given a dose of D-Venge as a preventative.
Got it.
So anyway, it's just through here.
But as he does this, you're leading the way, scanning around with your nifty new night vision.
Yes.
And suddenly you hear a squawking and a rush, and there is a huge, what looks like leathery figure, comes lunging out of the distance in front of you and is racing towards your head. What do you do?
I will tackle them. Yeah.
You try and grab them?
Yeah.
All right, make for me.
What are we doing? Violence melee?
I think we'll call violence melee.
That's one success.
You got one success?
Yeah.
All right, you suddenly grab on as a figure of what you all recognize as a tunnel bat, strange kind of mutant pests that occur in some of the dead
spaces. Ah, it's a tunnel bat. I was worried about tunnel bats.
You grab it by its wings as you try to keep your footing, but with only one success, you manage to rip your head away from its fangs, but you go rolling down the chute away from the rest of the party as it tackles you to the floor. You can act if you want.
Shoot it with my laser pistol.
Well, actually, I'm going to now give you all action cards. You don't need to use these because shoot it with my laser pistol is a perfectly fair response. Can you give four of these to everyone? But these are special cards that you can use at any time to sort of change the fates in your favor. They sort of have ways to sort of seize control of the narrative. They can also be used when you fight against each other for initiative in a very complicated system we're not going to go into now. But for now, if anytime you want, have a little look at them. You can usually play them to change the scene in a way that might help you. But for now, you're going to shoot it with your laser pistol.
Yes, please.
It's very, very dark. It is rolling around with your friend Bofcon. So make for me a violence guns check.
Okay, Dave. How am I going to do that?
Yes, you have a one works. For violence and you have a, what is it, three for guns? One for guns.
I've got a minus one for guns.
And you have one for violence?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to, normally you would roll one dice. I haven't explained this yet either, but anytime you want, you can spend moxie. If you spend a point of moxie, you get a free reroll, much like inspiration in Dungeons & Dragons, or you can spend moxie before you roll to gain bonus dice. So you can choose now. Do you want to spend any moxie? Do you want to stress yourself out with the shot? Or are you happy to just...
Yeah, I'll just give it a little go.
Then roll one dice plus one for friend computer.
Oops. Oh, I got a one.
No, but the friend computer is a five, which counts as a success. So you clip off a shot and the beast squawks as its wing goes wild and it flips off Bofcon and starts squawking into the dirt. But two more tunnel bats are racing down the tunnel. The next one to act is...
Strawberry. I'm going to do a shot as well. I'm going to use one moxie.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got one violence and zero guns. So... What am I?
One violence, that's one roll. So you roll one plus your computer dice.
Okay.
You just, that's how many dice you roll plus computer.
Okay, and if I use a moxie, do I...
Oh, two.
So that's a 4, 3, and a 6.
Unfortunately, the 6 is on the computer dice. So you grab your gun, you start to line it up for a shot, and suddenly your entire vision appears, this little window blinks up in front of you.
This is the first time we've had... computer dice activated,
this
right?
Is the first time we've rolled a computer on the computer dice. Hello there, troubleshooter. What seems to be the problem? You appear to be aiming a weapon at your friend Bofcon. Is he a troublemaker?
No,
Is he a subversive?
There is safety issues in the tunnels. There are bats that we are trying to eradicate to make safe the tunnel area.
The tunnel bats were eradicated in cycle 214 zero cycles ago, which as you know now has been over 60-month cycles.
This is an unidentified safety issue that we are exploring and addressing.
All right, I'm going to let you, if you want to, quickly make for me a bluff check. You can make a chutzpah bluff check.
Okay. So intimidation doesn't do anything for me in this
round. This is bluff.
Okay, that's a 4.
All right, that's unfortunately a fail, which goes, unfortunately, it seems that you were trying to attack a troublemaker. I'm going to have to temporarily suspend access to your weapon. And your weapon, the lights on it suddenly go off as it, your entire gun goes offline. And also, just to be sure, an extra treason star. Now, this is 5, so if you could do us a favor and hand yourself in at the nearest blue coat center, that would be appreciated. Remember, working for Friend Computer works for you. That is unfortunately your turn. Next one up is Lonnie.
So he does a couple of things at once.
Yep.
He sees the 5 stars over Strawberry's head, clocks them, and then sees the bats coming toward him, and he goes, all right. So he looks at him again, thinks about those fucking 200 credits that would get him to...
The bats are over a clear and present danger.
I know. So what he does is he... removes his sidearm and aims it at the bat.
All right, he fires at a bat and one of the bats squawks as it goes falls down. It's de-winged and it's sort of wrapping. Now there's 2 of them on the ground. One of them is still looping. And the next one up, now free, is Bofcon.
Are there any, like,
rails around or anything?
Yeah, there are. There's the big mag rail above your head, which is most of the tunnel. But there's also there are maintenance rails on the side.
So the bat that Clancy shot, is that dead?
It's dying. It's a squawking, but it's still a threat to anyone nearby it.
I might pick it up and throw it into the wires.
Oh, into like the live wires. All right, yeah. That's great.
Make the third rail.
A violence throw check for me.
Violence throw. Ooh, no.
Maybe you would have wanted me to do that.
Yeah, I have terrible throw.
You've got to make the roll, though. Give
so
it a go.
It's 2 minus 4. So I roll minus 4 dice. Minus 2 dice?
2 minus 4 is minus 2 dice plus computer. So you roll 2 dice plus computer.
And I just need all 3 successes. No, fails.
All right.
All 3 fails.
You grab
which
one
is impressive in its own way.
So that was 3 failures?
Yes.
All right, you grab the bats. You grab up one of the bats. Bites as you go to throw it. It bites onto your wrist powerfully. They're about the size, by the way, of a poodle, I suppose. They're big for a bat, but they're not big for a person. And it's not even a poodle. You know, we'll go a bit bigger. We'll say they're like the size of a
like a standard poodle or like a moyen.
No, they're bigger than that. I'm trying to think. They're like the size of a sausage dog. And they're
smaller than a poodle.
No, is this thing? I don't have a dog. They are the size.
Well, we're in the dog system now, Dave.
Oh, yeah, okay, no. So they're the size of a Rottweiler. They're the size of a Rottweiler.
Well, that's
okay.
Huge.
And they're as angry as a Rottweiler. So you grab
but
one.
But with wings.
They've got wings. Right. This one is grounded, but it bites onto you, and you become hurt, first and foremost. Hing Bofcon takes on hurt, so you've got minus 1 dice for any no checks that you take from now on, and you grab it and you try to smash it against what you assume to be the electrified railing, but because it doesn't disconnect, the electricity surges through you and you become injured, so you take another point of damage, you fall wildly. However, the bat is a smoking crater and you have successfully killed it. The next one up is Clancy.
Are there any other bats left?
There's one grounded and there's one sweeping above your head. Oh, and the one sweeping above your head actually is sort of races around, screeches and dives at you and you fall over. But you're still there, Clancy. When right. I said it dives at Strawberry.
I'm going to... I'll use a Moxie this time and I'll shoot at it with my laser pistol. I got one success.
One success.
And the computer got a...
It doesn't matter unless it's a 6. So you clip it and it goes swinging and it falls against the mag chute and it dies. All suddenly the mag chute begins to rumble as if there is a heavy vehicle about to...
Guys, it's as if there's a heavy vehicle about to descend on us. I reckon get off the rails.
Next one up is Strawberry.
I'm going to just sort of drop to the floor.
Drop to the floor? All right. Quickly make for me an athletics violence check. No, you know what? Make for me a brains athletics check.
That's a 6.
You fall forward before you remember that you've seen mag tubes. You realize how heavy they are and how low they hang in the tunnels. And a better part of your brain makes you roll underneath the service gantry to the side and out of the center of the tunnel. But you are now down and hopefully out of the way. What about Bofcon?
I'm going to... So wait, we were going down a corridor and then we fell down a tunnel as well?
No, you're going down a very steep tunnel down. There's a central big chunk of metal, which is the mag chute.
Right, okay. I get to the side and I'm going to get to the side of... Well, first of all, what I'm going to do is claim those fucking credit points. And then I'm going to get to the...
For what? Okay.
For what clearing
you,
out the tunnel.
How are you going to do that?
By saying, hey, computer, I guess?
Yes, how can I help you?
I've dealt some fatal electrical... Have I done it while I'm walking there? Is that not...
You did say, first I'm going to do it, so I really want to know the priority.
Oh, sure, okay, fine. Oh, my goodness. I'm walking... Oh, fuck hell. I'm walking down the... Is there part of the tunnel I can stand in where I won't get hit by the train?
Well, you've just seen Strawberry duck under the service vents.
But on the left or right hand sides of it, will I get? Because he just said get off the rails.
Yes.
But does it look like it's going to fill up the entire?
No. It looks like there's probably set space around.
Okay,
the
let's get vents. To the very side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll edge down that way.
Yeah.
And I'll claim the 150 credit points for
What are you gaining credits for?
For dealing fatal electrical damage to an enemy of the computer.
Well, I
I threw that bat into the electrical rails at the top. I thought that's fatal electrical damage.
And it takes your eyes. Your eyesight goes black for a second. You can't see. And it looks. It says, "Ooh, yes, nasty."
Okay. Do I get my credit points?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a little ding, and you get 150 credit points. Do you have anything else you want to report?
No, I'm fine.
All right, then, don't be a stranger. And it winks out again, and you can see. And it's just enough time to whip your head back because a train is blasting through as quickly as it can. But meanwhile, what has Clancy done while this conversation is happening?
Has Clancy seen the move that Strawberry did?
Yeah.
I think he just copies it.
All right, so you take your action, you race forward, and the train bursts through and absolutely annihilates the two remaining tunnel bats as they are slammed by the trains that now seem to be operating again. And a second later, they're clear. And as they do, you see a small number, BuffCon, in the side of your HUD as 150 credits are deposited into your central cortex.
Can I have friend computer?
Yes.
Jolly good friend. You might see that me and my chaps did our part to make the transport tunnels safe.
Oh, very good. Was there a problem in the transport tunnels?
There was some sort of mutant creature here that we dealt with quick smart, the thing that you talked about before.
The friend computer only talks to mutants, to people above your security clearance. Are you sure?
Well, I'd just never seen anything like it, but it looked nasty. And I thought, you know what? Friend computer would not like whatever that is. And so I blasted it with my pistol. Pew, pew, I went. Oh, you'd be so proud of me, friend computer.
Well, it's your first mission, so glossing that aside, sure, take 50 credits.
Woohoo.
So, those have taken out those two achievements, which means there's only two achievements left: to report a fellow troubleshooter for treason, adjacent, wrong thing, or to report proof of existence of two or more grey culture clubs that are operating in the sector.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If you did your credits transfer to your clone?
Of course, that is a guarantee by friend computer.
Friend computer.
Yes.
I have to report. I have to report a fellow troubleshooter for treason, adjacent, wrong thing for friend
and
computer.
And Lottie's like, no, fuck, I was going to...
That is a very serious crime, troubleshooter, and there are repercussions for an incorrect assessment. Are you sure?
I am absolutely sure.
A little form appears in your vision. State the name of the troubleshooter who you believe is currently involved in treason, adjacent, wrong thing.
Strawberry RCY41.
What is the nature of his wrong thing?
The nature of his wrong think is questioning and desiring fraternization beyond his station.
Have you any evidence or way to prove his wrong think?
Yes, he will freely admit to it if asked by friend computer.
Well, in that case, once he is detained, we will deposit 75 credits in your personal file. Congratulations.
I have him right here.
Oh, can you put him on?
Yes. Hello, here. It's Strawberry.
Is it true that you have been... Oh, is that 5 treason stars?
That is correct.
Well, this is a very sad day to think. And on your first assignment, how disappointing. What would Strawberry RCY4 think of you?
Not very much. I do apologize, friend computer.
All right, well, please report to Blue Coats in the next sector. I am unfortunately updating your 5 stars to mandatory termination.
If I was to terminate him myself here...
Sorry, is this Strawberry CY4 or Strawberry CY4?
Hey, it's Strawberry CY4. I'm making the report about...
If you could terminate him right now, I would consider...
I throw myself under the third rail of...
Kill yourself. All right. Well done. 75 credits go in. Your treason stars go back to 0. Lonnie, that was just exactly what you needed, I think. That was the 70
that
points.
That was the exact... Well, I mean, Valai, etc. But, like, Jesus Christ. All right, let's get to the textile factory.
The rest of you keep...
So are we down a man now? Because he's got a still, like...
He's got a flump.
I got to pee.
You crawl... You keep... Now just the three of you keep crawling down the mag tube, and soon it opens up. And you
at
can...
At the base of the mag tube, I have a memory, Dave.
Okay.
That there is a replicator pod.
Yep.
At the base of that, I'm going to check that.
Okay, you do see that there is technical services, one of these service staffs of Alpha Complex. They have 3D printers, and there's a 3D printer unit.
Yeah, I'm going to check it. I've got a code for it.
Yep.
It's a Delta 6 Firebrand.
All right, you enter in a code, and there is a sort of glow and a hum, and then suddenly there's a what looks like a noise, and there's a puff of a super dense smoke that dissipates and coming out of
You have some time to grab it before the smoke dissipates if he wants.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is watching.
He's the only one right in front of it. Yeah. And there's a 3D printer, and inside that 3D printer you can see a cone rifle and two rounds of super solid ammunition. So the ammunition are these long, foot-long rods of what looks like titanium, and they're fired through the cone rifle in immense velocities. They can punch through walls, but you only have two rounds.
Okay.
So you just turn around to the rest of your troubleshooters.
Yeah, so what do you guys say?
So if someone's already taken a reporting to Friend Computer,
there's no achievement for it, no. But of course, as citizens of Friend Computer, it's up to you to decide what's right and what you want to be able to say in the debrief.
But also,
okay.
He has a gun now.
I've got +3 athletics.
Yep.
So trying to fight me for the gun?
Yeah.
The gun that I'm holding?
And who's got the auto mop?
I'm not here yet. I'm not back yet, am I?
No, you're not. At the moment, it's just... And Lonnie... Yeah, what does Lonnie say? By the way, the auto mop, I believe, Hing has 3 doses of the Scumbagon. The auto mop is now sitting in next to a puddle of what was once strawberry.
Do you know what Lonnie says?
Strawberry goo.
Lonnie says, he doesn't seem that... he's a little bit surprised, but he's like, someone's got mates.
I'm just
check out Big Mates... Big Mate's Bofcon over here.
Can I quickly, as quick as I can, use my mop to pin him up against the wall and ask some questions?
Yeah, sure. All right. Make for me very quickly. You can both make for me. We'll call these Athletics Melee. I want to see who gets the highest, most successes.
Damn. You go first.
So I've got...
Athletics Melee? Athletics or Melee?
A Violence Melee.
Yep.
Oh, why couldn't I use the thing I have lots of? I have 0 for Melee.
Yep, so you're going to roll 1 dice.
And the computer or not?
Yeah.
The 6 on the computer, but nothing on
it. Right, so you turn around, and the second time, one of the troubleshooters looks with violent intent at one of the other troubleshooters. And exactly like it happened for Strawberry, your vision goes white, and you suddenly hear a voice as you seize up, and it's like, sorry, this is Friend Computer. I noticed that you are acting with violent intent towards a fellow troubleshooter. Please explain and justify your actions.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. My computational buddy.
It's good to have a buddy, yes?
Oh, yes. This chap here, I just noticed him open up a little door and get a weapon out. And I just wanted to stop him for questioning in the name of the different computer.
Oh, I understand what has happened here. As a newly decanted clone, it will take time to remember the ways that this futuristic society operates. What you saw was your friend operating a 3D printer, a device that appears magical, but is in fact intended to recreate many useful objects. Doubtless, he had programmed it to create the objects you saw. This is normal in Alpha Complex. Now, if you can promise not to attack a fellow troubleshooter, I am happy to let this matter off with a single treason star.
Oh, well, first time for everything. Pop one on.
Blink, and you get a treason star. Which means that you see, BofCon, a figure of one of the other troubleshooters, run towards you, see, turn around, and then sort of stand back as a single star appears on their head.
Oh, yeah, you know, you can't try and attack me. I've got a gun.
not sure that's why.
Friend Computer blinks back and says, just so you know, as this is the second time this has happened in this situation, if you can gather evidence of a crime by a fellow troublemaker, I will do my best to help you. But if you merely accuse each other without evidence, then it becomes sort of a difficult situation to adjudicate because, in my experience, most red troubleshooters are still coming to terms with their sentience. Do you understand? Do not forget that your Cortec has a full recorder and filming unit inside. If you simply blink your left eye, I will understand that you are filming, and you can retrieve that recording in the briefing if necessary.
Okay, all right. Good to know. What do you got there, old chap?
Oh, this old thing, it's just a gun. It's a tone rifle.
How did you know that this was here?
Dave, I'm gonna bluff Clancy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say,
Oh, you didn't get told about this? We all found out about it in the in vitro briefing we had.
Bluff.
Yeah, make for me. Great. Chutzpah or brains bluff, whatever you feel.
2, 4, 5, 6, 7 plus computer dice. That's a computer dice. It's a 6, and then there are 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
All right, 4 successes is enough, and especially as you blink in, you sort of hear the voice of friend computer who go,
"Good to hear that the in vitro recordings did work. I was ready to provide you with an alternate briefing before your next mission, but it seems that you all know everything that you need to know,"
and it disappears again. But you do think now that you've just missed something.
I mean, I wasn't bluffing. I was telling the truth, Alex.
Guys, we've got some floors to clean. Are you ready? Oh, and bring that massive gun.
Lonnie, would you like a vial of a scumby gun?
Well, I mean, not really.
To help with the cleaning.
Well, we're all going to be there at the cleaning.
I know, but I've got 3. There's 4 of us. I thought you might like one.
It's mission equipment. We all get it.
You're weirding me out, man. Just give me the bottle.
I'm going to toss him a thing of scumby gone, Dave. Let's see what happens.
All right. Well, make for me a throw check, Hing.
Are we going brains, chutzpah, mechanics, or violence?
What are you trying to do? Explain to me what you're trying to
do. Just tossing it to him to see what happens.
Can you describe? Are you tossing it in the manner that you would toss it to a small child?
No, like you'd throw someone some keys.
Are you trying to get him hurt, though?
No, we'll see what happens.
Are you trying to plausibly, deniably get him hurt?
No, of course not, Dave. Dave, what are you, Frank Computer? Come on.
Make for me a athletics throw check.
Athletics throw or violence? Violence, brains.
That's what I'm asking. Oh, yeah, violence.
Violence, brains, chutzpah, or mechanics.
Make me violence throw, yeah.
All right, so that's 2 for violence, but then -4 for throw. Okay. So that means -2 plus that. So
you're already gaming the system.
What do you know, Dave? I succeeded once and failed. A computer dice failed, another one failed. So that's a -1.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that means that you try to grab it, Lonnie, and your shadows in your hand, and you scream as the very, very violent chemicals.
Oh, jeez. This is the last thing I need. I'm on my last bloody clone.
Corrode and wither your hands. You sort of scream, and you grab a piece of bandage around your jumpsuit, and you tie off into a makeshift splint your arm, but your arm is now useless. You have only one useful arm.
Well, thanks. Thanks a bundle.
But you do feel like it was an honest mistake.
I mean, I'm sorry to snap, but I'm just...
I am so sorry about that.
And so as all of you climb your way down the tubes with Lonnie, you finding it a lot more difficult since you lost an arm, you make taking the sights of a brand new sector, a huge abandoned textiles factory belching black smoke out of an industrial hab complex behind it. This is obviously a very industrial sector. A bus stop just outside the textiles factory where a very wet, very shiny strawberry RCY42 is sitting in a puddle of amniotic goo.
I'm a baby.
Welcome back to the mission. And as Lonnie beckons to all of you to come, making his way up towards the doors of the textile factory.
All right, guys. Gloves on, masks on. Let's go. And he opens the door.
Everyone, puts on their goggles, puts on their masks.
I didn't have goggles.
Yes, no goggles for you. I've got a note of that.
Yeah, wherever you got them, just pop them on.
Okay.
Lonnie puts his goggles on as all of you get in for your first job of troubleshooting industrial cleaning as you make your way into a wide production floor. There are huge textile looms, automatic fabric makers, giant spindles and spools whizzing overhead on a kind of articulated gantry. All of it still automated, all of it still moving. Bots occasionally racing through underneath. Even though this is abandoned, there are dying robotic systems that still serve these dead and pointless areas in Alpha Complex. And all of them racing through, you seem to be ignoring one thing that to you is inescapable, because the floor of the factory is covered in debris and what looks like bodies of different red, orange, and yellow uniformed citizens of the complex. Their bodies broken and torn, a couple as well in what look like strange robes, standing next to a torn down piece of precision equipment on a tripod, as you realize that a cleanup job may entail more than just a nasty spill. There is 10 to 12 corpses in front of you, and a one simple mission of which failure is not an option, because this is Alpha Complex and the game is Paranoia.
The cast of this week's episode of OK Computer is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, and Michael Hing. Our Dungeon Master and friend computer is Dave Harmon. NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins, and music provided by Tom Cardi. Shakira Khan is our producer, and the podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest. OK Computer is brought to you by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to ad-free episodes, as well as other exclusive content for just $5 a month. Until next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.